Jacobs.
Well, there's supposed to be a slide there that says Happy Mother's Day. And I ain't got a Mother's Day sermon. And it's John Chastain's fault. Because I offered him today. And he was going to take today, and I said, oh, by the way, it's Mother's Day. He goes, oh, I had Mother's Day last year. You take it. What Pete, you all don't realize is how difficult it is to give a good Mother's Day sermon, because there's just not a whole lot in the Bible you can go through. Once you've gone through Hannah and Mary, the mother of Jesus, oh, that's a little doctrinal. It gets there. And maybe Sarah, you just run out of things. So if you came expecting a Mother's Day sermon, I hope that you'll forgive me, because that's what we're going to talk about today is, well, I had it working, forgiveness. Press it for me, guys, if you can. There we go. There it is. All right. Okay, there we are. But you are a God ready to forgive, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, Nehemiah wrote in his, or prayed in his great prayer for the God. Okay, go ahead. Today we're going to talk about two kinds of forgiveness. Okay, let me hear. Now, I think I've got control of it. You remember we've been talking in our lessons about the way. The way was the way in which the church was termed at the earliest times. It's based on this concept that Jesus has said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Okay, the way is a path, a map, a choice, a goal, a group, a way of doing things, a method of living. And when I preach this year, that's what I'm going to talk about, which is one of the reasons that you don't have a Mother's Day sermon, but it's not the real reason. Remember, it's John Chastain's fault. Please forgive him. Today we're going to talk about forgiveness. Okay, and now the rubber begins to meet the road in Christianity. We're going to go through some of the tough things, because you see, forgiveness is a tough thing to do. There are two kinds of forgiveness. There's easy forgiveness, and there's hard forgiveness. Maybe I should have made that difficult forgiveness, and we're going to talk about those today. Easy forgiveness, I want you to think about this during the whole lesson, was once very hard. And hard forgiveness can become easier and easier. Okay. Easy forgiveness is God's forgiving our sins. Okay? It's easy because we don't have to pay the price. You know, God is a forgiving God. As Nehemiah says, you're slow and abounding in steadfast love. It is in His nature to be forgiving. Okay? But it is also in His nature to be righteous. Okay? And because of that, God has always needed things to allow Him to forgive sin without violating His own righteousness. And that's what we call atonement. Paying the price for sin. But easy forgiveness, God forgiving us, is easy because we don't have to pay that price. In fact, we can't pay that price. It's the death penalty, okay? It's too much for us to bear. God's forgiveness is tied to faith, okay? Now, these can be hard things, okay? But they're none of them as hard as paying the price for sin. It's tied to repentance. Going to hit that next time, the Lord willing. And it's also tied to the atoning work of Christ. And that's where the hard stuff really begins. That's where it is. If you think about the atoning work of Christ, it certainly begins with the prophecy to Moses about 1,300 years before Christ's birth. It said, I will raise up a prophet like you. And from that point forward, the whole Old Testament is showing God's work to bring us to Jesus. He had to work for 1,300 years to forgive you of your sins. But that wasn't all he had to do. He also had to endure. He also had to work out. He also had to live in the body of his Son, Jesus Christ, the whole gospel story. All the hardship, all the suffering, all the death of Jesus was necessary to pay the price for your forgiveness. And that's why it's easy. Because somebody else did it. It's almost like a Christmas gift, isn't it? Yeah. Nobody says, man, I got a new bicycle for Christmas. I really worked hard for that. Okay? You work hard for a bike if you go buy it on your own. Where's my daughter? Is she listening to this? Okay. Okay, it was tough to do. It was so tough to do, it required Jesus to die. But it's easy for us, okay? It's easy for us. Now, sometimes we don't make it as easy as we ought to, okay? Sometimes we don't make it accept the forgiveness which God gives us. Sometimes we look upon ourselves as being unworthy. We are, but that's not the issue. Okay, but just remember, God, and when he forgave our sins, did all the hard work himself, and we've got a word for that, and it's grace. Okay, we've got a word for that, it's grace. It's also easy because we don't have to do the forgiving. Okay, it is not in our nature to be forgiving people. Okay. Go out on any playground in elementary school and you will see that. You will learn that kids don't want to forgive one another. Okay? They want to pay one another back. I push you, you push me back. Okay? We understand that. Okay? By the way, in Hannah's school, she came home the other day and says five boys were put in school suspension and two of them were sent home for a week. And they had a fight in the bathroom, and two of them fought, and three of them videotaped it, or with, I guess, with their phone. The only thing I guess I don't understand is, when that happened, one, we didn't have phones to videotape it, but when that happened, the assistant principal just came out and grabbed both guys, took them into the office, gave them the hardest paddling you have ever heard, and sent them home, okay? It was not a big thing. In fact, I remember when I was in junior high, two boys got mad at one another. And they said, we're going to fight at lunchtime. You know, you went to lunch, you had an hour for lunch, you went to lunch, you ate about 20 or 30 minutes, and then you had some, and we just went out on the blacktop, you know, the basketball, outside basketball court, and just kind of milled around, and they're going to fight. Okay. And they get out, and this happened at like 7:30 in the morning on the bus, and it's now 12:30 in the afternoon, and there ain't much fight left. But they've announced it. And everybody is there. The entire school, I think we had, let's see, there were two grades in that, so I think we had like 350 people in that. Maybe four, no, about 800 people in school. And they're all the girls weren't there. All the guys are out there, and they're around, and they're in the middle of this, and they got to fight. You know, they have made the commitment to fight. That is our nature. It was the worst fight I've ever seen. Okay. They took one swing at each other, grabbed each other, rolled around on the blacktop for a while. Somebody called the assistant principal. He grabbed them both, took them to the office, paddled, sent them home. Okay, all right. But they couldn't, there was no forgiveness there. Okay. They weren't mad anymore even, and there's no forgiveness there. Okay, that's kind of the way we are, and God's forgiveness is easy for us because we don't have to do it. And if I have to leave one thing with you, when we get to the other side of forgiveness, you got to remember how hard it is for us to do. Okay? We're just not that kind of people. Okay? Shall I say that's not the way God made us. Okay. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. Now that's not totally true in that he does do this sometimes. But he is a forgiving God. Okay. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. For as far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. God's good at forgiving. He's the best at forgiving. He's worked out all the problems to forgiveness, save what he wants us to do to enter into that forgiveness. That's the easy forgiveness. But it's precious. Okay? And we need to not forget that forgiveness is part of the Christian life. Being forgiven is part of the Christian life. Living without being controlled by sin, living without the regret of the bad things that we have done, is part of the Christian life. It's that power, okay, which we have, okay, that it's not going to get us down. Hard forgiveness is when we have to forgive other people. You all know that you've got somebody who done you wrong, okay? If we all had somebody that done us wrong, okay? We all have had people who haven't, in our eyes, done right by us, and it's difficult to forgive them. One of the saddest things in human relations is when a person has been wronged by another person, and that other person dies. Okay? Because now you're cut off. There's nobody to go to say, you know, let's bury the hatchet. You know, I forgive you. Okay. Some counselors say, well, write them a letter even though they're dead, and that does seem to help. Okay? But forgiveness is just tough. Okay. If it was so easy, it wouldn't have taken Christ's life and his death for God to forgive. Okay, but it's particularly tough for us because we want to survive. We want to continue. We want to win. You know, me first is what we're all born with. Look at a little baby. Little baby is not interested in the mother getting a nap. Okay? Little baby is interested in getting his or her next meal. Okay. Do I get an amen over there? Amen. All right, there you go. All right. Okay. All right. All right. Yeah. It's not, selfishness is part of the human condition. And forgiveness is the soil of selfishness. Or a lack of forgiveness is the soil of selfishness. Okay. Now, you know, here's the neat part about not forgiving other people. It's because I can keep fighting this battle. You know, I can keep focused on what this person did to me, and that person's moved away, even though that I don't work for that same company, even though, you know, we had that fight on the schoolyard. If I don't forgive, I can hold on to it, and it's kind of fun. You know, it's kind of like, I don't know how to describe it. It's kind of, there's a reward to it, okay? Because we can replay it over and over in our mind, you know, like Javier in this fight, who took the first swing and missed. You know, we can go, I'll get him this time. You know, I'll come up behind him this time. Of course, you know, they're now 35 and haven't seen each other for 20 years and all these things. But lack of forgiveness kind of fuels something in us. In fact, it can be a very high and strong motivator, okay? But it's the wrong motivator. It's not the way to motivate yourself. It's hard because we aren't allowed to require a price to be paid, okay? If somebody cheats me out of $100, and I say, okay, if you'll give me $1,000, I'll forgive you. That's not really forgiveness. In fact, it's probably not forgiveness if I just say, give me my $100 back. Real forgiveness is, okay, I'll just let it go. God could require a price to be paid. He paid it himself. He paid it through Jesus. But he could require it because of his nature, his righteousness. We do not have that righteousness of God. We only get it through our relationship with Jesus Christ. Okay? So we're not allowed, you know, an eye for an eye. In fact, you know, when Christ says, if somebody strikes you on the right cheek, let him hit what? You want to hear the human side of that? He said right cheek. It doesn't apply if they get you on the left one. That makes a little sense, doesn't it? It makes just a little bit of sense. It's totally wrong, and it's why we're not a forgiving people. It's not in our nature to be a forgiving people. We have to learn it. We have to accept it. We have to get it from God. We forgive because Christ's blood was shed for our forgiveness. So that in reality, not being a forgiving people, and the way is the way of forgiveness, both being forgiven and forgiving, is ingratitude. Okay? You remember the parable. You know, the guy owes his boss $1 million, and the boss forgives him. And then he finds his fellow worker that owes him $10. I'm you know, working a little loose with the amounts here, but it's a story. And he chokes him and says, pay me up. And the original boss punishes him for it, doesn't he? Okay. It's ingratitude. You know, you just got given forgiven $1 million. Why can't you forgive $10? We forgive because we are forgiven. Okay. The way is the way of being forgiven. All the good things that come from that. You know, the best thing that comes from that is you don't go to hell when you die. But there's other good things from it, from being forgiven. You get to live a life of victory. You get to live a life of not being controlled by sin. You get to take away the power that other people have had over you when they did bad things to you, and it's ruined your life because you can't forgive them. All that goes away. Okay? But let's don't kid ourselves. It's not easy. We forgive because we are forgiven. Okay? It needs to come in our nature to be forgiving, just like it is in God's nature to be forgiving. Hard forgiveness is hard because we have to do it ourselves. Okay? You just got to decide. Okay, you just got to say, I'm not going to hold that. You remember a few years back, the man that killed the Amish people, and the community forgave him. Okay, and I'm going to tell you, that's tough. You know, that is tough. We see people associated with murders all through the news now, and there is the desire for revenge. There is the desire for payback. There are all these things that are not part of the way. Okay? The way is the way of forgiveness. Now, how do we do it? Well, one, I'm going to caution you, don't do it too quickly. Well, let me say one thing first. The first part of forgiveness is don't get revenge. Don't kill them. Don't slug them. Don't burn their house down. Don't let the air out of their tires. Don't do any of the things that we want to do. So that's step number one. Just don't do that. Okay? Now, that's not forgiveness, but that's the first step. Okay? But the second thing is, and I'm going to say you don't forgive too quickly. Okay? It is real easy to say, I'm supposed to forgive, I forgive you, and then spend every night for the rest of your life waking up in the middle of the night and say, I'm so mad at that person, I wish I could do something about it, but I forgave him. Maybe there is some goodness in kids fighting it out on the school ground. I don't know. That's certainly not the way we are now, but you know what I'm saying? Because once you're through with the fight and once you've rolled around on the blacktop there for a while and you're both kind of holding each other and nobody wants to throw another punch, you have to get on with your lives. Don't be too quick. In other words, don't lie to yourself about forgiving. Forgiving can take time. Okay? It doesn't take time for God. Well, it did. It took 1,300 years. Okay? But it can take time for us. Don't go too quickly. But don't burn down their house. Okay? Don't shoot them. Don't take any kind of revenge, but work on forgiving. Well, how do you do that? Well, I haven't got all the answers. But I'll say this. Think about what you have received. Okay? Think about what God has done for you. Think about the forgiveness you have received and try to apply that to this situation. Read the parable of the servant I talked about. Okay? It's a clear message. Okay? And if you read it when you have the desire for revenge in your heart, if you're true to yourself, you'll realize who you are in that story. Okay? And maybe you can change your life. Because you see, forgiveness, if I have learned anything about it, forgiveness is a process. Okay? If it's just like that, sometimes it just doesn't take. Okay? It just doesn't take. If one has a complaint against another, forgiving one another as the Lord forgives you, so you must forgive. The apostle tells the Colossians that you need to forgive each other. Nothing is worse in a church that has grudges in it, okay? Nothing's worse in an office that has grudges in it. Nothing's worse in a junior high school that has grudges in it, okay? Although I guess they all do. Nothing's worse than a family that has grudges in it, okay? About 15, 17 years ago, out on FM 64, the farm to market road I live on, there were two small houses across the street from each other. They sat back maybe 10, 12, 15 yards and then down just a little way, so maybe 50 yards across. And one of the men just shot the other with a 30-30 and killed him. Now, this is Fannin County. Nobody went to jail. Okay. He claimed that he felt that this man was going to kill him. Okay. That there had been threats made. Okay. And that was his claim. But you know what it turned out? 30 years previously, that man had killed his brother. Okay. You see where forgiveness can take you? Okay. Even in Fannin County? Okay. You see where lack of forgiveness can take you, even in Fannin County, okay? Because your way is the way of the forgiven, hallelujah, but it's also the way of forgiving others. If there needs to be one thing which the world sees in Christianity, it needs to be Christians being a forgiving people, okay? Forgiving members of our family, forgiving people that we work with, we go to school with, whatever. We need to be a forgiving people. And if you're out there going, yeah, but I can think of somebody who I'm not going to forgive, you understand the problem. Okay? Just be glad that God is not saying your name and saying, that's one person I can't forgive. Okay? Because you'd be in big, big trouble. For if you forgive others their trespasses, Jesus said this, and this is not the only place. I think this is said 5 times in the New Testament. If you forgive others your trespasses, the Heavenly Father will also forgive you. Okay? You know, sometimes we think grace is totally, requires no action at all. Okay? But look at this. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will the Father forgive your trespasses. The scariest verse in the whole New Testament. Okay? The scariest verse in the whole New Testament. But you remember I said easy forgiveness was hard at the beginning? Well, hard forgiveness, our forgiving other people, can become easier and easier. Okay. Because you see, the more we forgive others, the better we are at it. Okay? It's just practice. Okay? It's just like that minor league pitcher that throws, 1,000 pitches a day to get to the major leagues. It's practice. Practice makes perfect. Well, how do we practice forgiving? Well, if you got the person that's really, really done you wrong, I mean, there's just no doubt about it, and you're just waking up in the middle of the night, having dreams about plotting to kill him or her, okay, and this is a big problem, well, one, pray about it. One, don't kill him, okay? But is there somebody else a little bit less that you can forgive? You know, one of the neat things is to forgive people overseas. Forgive people in other countries. Forgive people you've never met and you're never going to come up. It's easy. It's easy. But it's practice. You know, sometimes as a nation, we need to be forgiving. Sometimes as a community, we need to be forgiving. Find somebody to forgive and work it out. Because it's not just, I forgive you. Okay? Because a lot of times when it's just, I forgive you, it doesn't take. Okay? It doesn't take. So find somebody to forgive, because guess what? Jesus found somebody to forgive, and it's you.